Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to That Eurovision Site. My name is Georgia, and I'm here today with Gojo, who will represent Australia at Eurovision 2025.
Hey everyone, how we doing?
Are you doing today, Gojo?
I am good. I have a belly full of muesli. I had breakfast about 30 minutes ago. So, and I always at the hotel breakfast, I always eat way too much. So I'm very full today.
Nice. So, how did it feel when you were announced as Australia's Eurovision entry this year?
It's the most honorable feeling in the world representing a country, and especially Australia, because obviously I grew up there and being like surrounded with the beautiful culture that we have there, and knowing that I'm the person who's representing that the country is so honorable, especially in the music, in the Olympics of music, which I always relate back to Eurovision because it's literally the biggest contest of the world, the music contest. So it's such an honor and it's so exciting. And yeah, I'm so thrilled to be part of it.
So, your song Milkshake Man was written with Shepherds. What was the writing process like with them?
It was so I spent actually after I found out that I was representing Australia, I ended up we teed up a writing camp with them for 2 days in Brisbane in their hometown, and then I ended up going there and we ended up writing 10 songs in the 2 days. And yeah, it was just the best session I've ever had. It was so much fun and we all became really, really close. And I've out of every single year I've been doing music for 10 years, out of every session I've had, it was my favorite. They're the most fun people and so extremely talented.
And so what made Milkshake Man the song from that writing camp that you take to Eurovision as opposed to one of the other ones?
Yeah, it was a combination. It was like the song, the meaning of the song, because the song has a very deep meaning. And, knowing that I was going to be on a stage that is, broadcasted to hundreds of millions of people, I know that the concept is very important. I really wanted to make something that was positive and fun and that was going to make people happy, and make people dance, because I know it's the one of the biggest forms of advice my mother has always given me is like, if you're stressed out about something, just dance for 5 minutes. And, I think that it just ticked all those boxes. And, it was probably one of the more hooky ones that were in there, one of the more earwormy ones. So yeah, it just ticked all those boxes.
So this is the 10th year of Australia competing at Eurovision, if you don't include 2020. Have you received any advice from any of the previous Australian representatives?
Yeah, so I caught up with Dami M, and I caught up with and I spent I had a Zoom call with Voyager, with Danny, the lead singer, and they both gave me great advice. And it was both they both kind of said the same thing on just make sure you stay grounded and find time for yourself through the chaos, because there's a lot going on. And especially with just the heightened kind of like required mindset that you need to be in and go through, because it's not for the faint heart, I suppose. You've got to be it's very you have to make sure your energy's up, you have to make sure that your focus is up and you can make changes last minute. And yeah, so you have to make sure your brain is operating at full capacity all the time, which is like it's a, yeah, which is great, but I can understand, like, and that's what they said. Just make sure that you find time where you can recharge that part of yourself.
So 2025 is kind of the year of French entries. So you've got Maman from France, Voyage from Switzerland, La Poupée Monte le Son from Luxembourg, and C'est la Vie from Netherlands. And obviously you've got a couple lines in there. How did you kind of come to that decision to have the two lines in French?
Yeah, so my dad's French and he's born there, and I'm a French citizen because of that as well. So it comes, I just wanted to, I wanted to. I remember when I found out that I was doing Eurovision, I was like, I really want to put a French line in to show my French heritage as well, and you know where my family comes from, and you know even my mother, she has a very rich Dutch heritage. So I just wanted to show the world how you know even Australia in general, it's a, we have such a diverse and rich Australian community, rich and diverse European community here. So I really wanted to show the world that also, and making it, you know, even if it's 2% bilingual, it's I was it was very important to me to have that in there to show my French heritage.
I am also a dual French citizen. My mom's French, so
Oh, there you go. That's so cool. Can you speak French?
I can, yeah.
Oh, damn it. It's my biggest regret. I can't. Yeah, I know I can understand it a little bit, but at speaking it, it's yeah, I need to learn.
So we are when we're recording this, we are 1 month exactly from the second semi-final. How does that feel?
It's really exciting. Yeah, I know it's zooming by, and I know before we know it, I always think about it. I'm going to be side of stage, you know, with a earpiece in my ears being like, Gojo, you're on in 5, 4, 3. And, you know, I'm really excited for that, but it also brings me a little bit of butterflies, but butterflies in the best way.
I can imagine. And of course, you will be opening the second semi-final. How did you find that out, and how did you feel when you found that out?
I'm really excited. I'm very used to opening stages. You know, I've done like a lot of support shows throughout my career, and I've supported some really big artists. You know, on arena tours to you know playing to I've even played a, some a lot in Europe as well, doing some support shows. So I feel like I'm very used to opening and warming a stage. So I'm very excited and I have all the confidence in the world, especially, you know, knowing, rehearsing the staging and rehearsing everything that's going on and knowing the song that I have and stuff like that. I'm very confident and excited.
So, Australia didn't qualify for the final last year. What would it mean for you to be able to bring Australia back to the final?
Well, yeah, I think it's very important, and you know, I know how many people there are like behind the, you know, us being here and everyone who's on my team and making these things happen. And so it's like, you know, there is a lot of people that, you know, that, I suppose want to make proud and also not let down. So I think it would, yeah, that's, is very important to me, obviously, as well. And, you know, obviously Australia too. So I'm very aware of it and also very confident too.
So, moving on, we are LEP was on Sunday. What was performing in front of the London crowd like?
Oh, it's so much fun. I've played to London before and I like have always like London has always been one of my favorite crowds. They're always so like receptive and even hearing everyone just screaming back all the lyrics was just like such a surreal feeling. And even in this, it was the same in Amsterdam as well. And even the yum yum chant in the bridge is just like, you know, it's so loud in those rooms. And I like every time I perform, I'm just like, I feel like the biggest rock star in the world. It's really fun and cool. And I'm so grateful and appreciative of like all the fans and everyone in the Eurovision community who makes us feel so comfortable on stage.
And on Sunday, you said that your favorite milkshake flavor was spearmint. Kind of why?
I don't know. It's like it's a good question, really. I think I just like minty stuff, and like my favorite ice cream is choc mint as well. And yeah, I think it's just I love vanilla too, but there's just something spearmint. There's something about it that's just always had my heart. You know, I've had it since a kid, and it's always been my favorite.
And so, what will you take from your experiences in Amsterdam and London to you're doing Madrid's pre-party?
Yeah,
Okay.
doing Madrid on
So,
Saturday.
what will you take from Amsterdam and London going forward to Madrid and the rest of this Eurovision process?
I think it'll be like, I think it's like, it's a good question, but I think it's just, making sure that I'm interacting with the crowd and, because I know how important that is, even just from playing shows in the past and, just making sure everyone's having fun. And that's, it's all I could ever ask for. And I want people to leave the show like, with at least like 1% more dopamine in them than they did before they heard the song. So knowing if I've done that, then I know that I've done my job and that that's all I could ever ask for.
And what would you say has been your favorite experience of this whole Eurovision process so far, whether that be pre-parties, talking to fans, whatever?
Yeah, it's me. It's like seeing everything. I think meeting the fans and seeing how accepted and loved, like, I am even just in the competition is just so beautiful. And I feel so safe here and, so safe to express myself and comfortable. And all the other artists are so nice and supportive. And it's the same with the fans. And, it's so fun talking to everyone and, just showing the appreciation back, which I receive, because there's so much appreciation from all the people and fans of the Eurovision community. So I think it's very important to me to show the appreciation back as well, because, there's not a, it's such a nice feeling when people tell you that, a song can change their life or a song has been, made their morning or took them out of a bad thought. And that to me is the whole reason why I started doing music. So yeah, and I always learn that from the fans and things like that. So that's definitely my favorite.
And one last question. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans here at that Eurovision site?
Yeah, of course. And it's just, I just love everyone, like I said, just to have fun. And, if you see me in the street or anything like that, come and say hello. There's nothing better than meeting you guys and knowing that, like I said, the support and appreciation you show me, I'd love to give it back to you because it means the world to me. And at the end of the day, we're all just humans. And, I love just meeting everyone and again, just so appreciative of all the support that I've been receiving, especially coming from so far away on the other side of the globe. It means the world to me to see how accepting you guys are of us being here, and it's such a privilege. And I want to show that we are so in it, and like, we love being in this competition more than anything. And yeah, it's such a fun and beautiful experience.
So, thank you. Thank you for your time, Gojo. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Be sure to follow all our social media channels and subscribe to our YouTube to stay up to date with all you need to know about Eurovision 2025. Thank you.